This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Suddenly, the Democrats are on the defensive, and in my view, they have nobody but themselves to blame. Now, it's amazing how quickly the political news cycle moves, because 2 or 3 weeks ago, I would say the Democrats were enjoying a rare moment of buoyancy, considering the fact that here in Washington, they control nothing and are basically trying to survive in Trump's world. But you had the huge media-driven, and also most of the American people were on the Democrat side when it came to the Trump administration policy of separating families at the border. Huge public opinion polls showed that that was not a popular policy. The Democrats hammered away. The media very emotionally hammered away out of the president, who insisted he didn't have the power to change it. It did change it. And at that moment, it was looking good for the Democrats, particularly going into the midterms. But then many in the party overreached. This is a common sin in politics. And you have, this is driven by 2020, because you have several prominent Democrats who are obviously already running for president. Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, Kirsten Gillibrand. They all came out in different forms and with different language, said, let's abolish ICE. Let's get rid of it. It's an ugly meat agency. Some said, well, let's rebuild it. Let's reform it. But it came across as, let's get rid of the one agency that's responsible for enforcement at the border. Naturally, President Trump seized upon this and said, boy, you abolish ICE, people will be afraid to go out of their houses. Because in politics, if you play to the soundbite, and it sounds great, abolish ICE, the second sentence, the third sentence, it's really just a question to have a more humane bureaucracy, that gets completely lost. And they knew this because they were doing it to appeal to the most liberal voters, those who turn out in primaries when they believe they'll be running for president. And this was reinforced in a way by the 28-year-old socialist, the Latina woman who won and knocked off House Democratic leader Joe Crowley in Queens and the Bronx, completely missed for most part by the New York Times and other national media. So suddenly, Bernie Sanders style rhetoric, guaranteed government jobs, free college, and as well, get rid of the enforcement agency for immigration, that can be very popular in places like the Bronx, but it's not very popular in places like North Dakota and West Virginia, where moderate Democrats are running for re-election in the fall. So there was that. There was the harassment of Trump administration officials, starting with Sarah Huckabee Sanders being kicked out of the restaurant, Kirstjen Nielsen, Stephen Miller, and others being hounded either at their homes or where they were eating out. And people like Maxine Waters said, yeah, bring it on. Let's have more harassment. That was her word, harassment. Now, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi distanced themselves. But this is the kind of thing that makes the party seem more extreme. And then, of course, the retirement of Anthony Kennedy. I understand why the Democrats are saying, let's block any vote. Mitch McConnell did it to them in 2016 with Barack Obama's nominee. But as that has kind of mushroomed into calls to boycott the hearings, shut down the Senate, calls for massive street demonstrations, again, you only win elections, no matter whether you're on the left or the right, by somehow appealing to that shrinking group in the middle, the moderates and independents, who tend to swing either way. And with this kind of rhetoric driven by 2020 politics, get rid of ICE, shut down the government over the Supreme Court situation, hound people personally, I think the Democrats are painting themselves into a far left corner. There's a lot of energy on that side of the party. Bernie Sanders showed that in 2016. But I think they've kind of given up the moral high ground, or at least the political advantage that they had just 2 or 3 weeks ago. And if this continues to play out in that direction, President Trump's party could do better than expected in the midterms. That has a long way to go before November. But I do think the media coverage reflects, front page story of the Washington Post yesterday, that this is becoming a mounting problem for the Democrats not to move so far left that they turn off many, many voters in the middle.
Well, the bumper sticker mentality is becoming less and less. So it gets your attention for a moment. But, hey, people of America are smarter than that, and they're looking for substance, right?
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on, you better stop.
Hey, it's you and me all together, huh? All hands on deck as we're doing and playing our committed role to get this country back on track. And I say welcome. Good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. And it's also great to have our next guest, Horace Cooper. Yes, the infamous Horace Cooper, nationally recognized legal commentator, adjunct fellow with the National Center for Public Policy Research, and co-chair of the Project 21 National Advisory Board. Horace, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, it's great to be on the program.
Hey, always good to be talking to you, and we want to talk about the latest update on the blueprint for a better deal for Black America. And what you've outlined here is the importance of institutions of faith, right?
Well, one of the things that you and I have talked about is how important there are of certain building blocks that make a society successful. Mm-hmm. As I've said before, we have a great American country that came about as the breakaway from Great Britain that was built on four basic foundations. One was faith. The other, personal responsibility. A third was limited government. The idea that we need the Washington, D.C., to make all of our decisions for us is a relatively new concept. When you take personal responsibility, when you take limited government and low regulation, when you take the family and you make that central, what you get is a country that in fewer than 200 years explodes and becomes the most consequential country on the planet.
Yes.
We believe that that is something that we need to reemphasize. And so that's the reason why our latest plank talks about the importance of the church, both in the Black community, but in America generally. That change, if we acknowledge its importance, we ratify its quality and its impact, it would be very, very useful for America. Now, that's not what the leftists want, but it would be great for Black America and even greater for the country.
Well, without a doubt, when, you know, we were just talking about this, Horace, you know, a big part of our show is that, you know, I encourage people to every, you know, several times a year, and especially with, you know, big events like, oh yeah, tomorrow, 4th of July coming in, it's a good reason to revisit the U.S. Constitution. You know, when was the last time you sat down and read it? And I was really touched when they were memorializing Charles Krautheimer, and Juan Williams shared with everybody about how they would get together at his home at Charles Krautheimer's home, and there would be guests, it sounded to me at least a dozen, and they would at one point, as part of the festivities and celebration of that, they would all sit down and read the Constitution, you know, just share it with one another. And I thought, wow, what an awesome experience to do that. I mean, even if you do it, you know, in terms of personal responsibility, but as a group, even more so. What would that do to bless your 4th of July festivities?
Well, absolutely. It would help remind us of what it is that we're here to discuss.
Yeah.
When you arm a community with the idea that it's not someone else's job to see to it that they are provided for or that their loved ones are provided for, it's theirs. Mm-hmm. When you tell them that the importance of the family as an organizing unit, it's the best health and human services, it's the best department of education, it's even the best department of defense. The family is an organizing unit that ought to be encouraged rather than discouraged. As you know, in the 1960s, we actually rewarded families for breaking apart. If you were married, if you did have a man in your household, it was official government policy to diminish whatever support you received if you were experiencing any difficulty.
Mm-hmm.
Look forward 40 plus years, and now the family is at a nadir in its impact. And all too often, what we hear from leftists is that families are the source of friction. You think about those Thanksgiving stories that you hear on public radio where they talk about how it's so awful to have to get together with these people who you were raised by because you don't share their views. Actually, we ought to be encouraging people to gather, to be influenced, and to share in their wisdom, and sometimes even in their personal assets. We want the church, we want people of faith to enter the public square, to influence what we do, so that instead of having to have a police officer on every corner, people have self-control.
Exactly.
People understand the importance of loving their neighbor, caring for themselves, and caring for others.
Amazing that, as you say, in the 60s, where the government had a better way, seemingly, and so again, we're the effect of this theory, and we're the result of this theory today, where you've got, you know, such fatherlessness happening, you know, around the country that is not just in black communities, but across the fabric, the entire woof and wharf of our country, that somehow negates the influence of the paternal influence in a family, much less holding the family together. You know, this is proving to be a disaster. I don't know how much more empirical evidence you need to say, look, this is a failed experiment, and let's learn from this. And I think we're, you know, like having you here today, Horace, to talk about this, and we'll continue to talk about it, because when you mention these four pillars of our society, faith, personal responsibility, say limited government, but only because I'm this way, I was holding on for the fourth one that you were going to say, and I want to make sure our audience is aware that a fourth one is coming.
Family.
Yes. Family. Yes, exactly. Okay. And so this is absolutely critical to your point. And here we are coming together on a Independence Day holiday for this country where families can come together. But, you know, if we're going to not celebrate families as part of this, we're missing out on something rather beneficial, are we not?
Well, absolutely. But remember, a lot of this is precisely because we rejected, the smart people rejected, the importance of faith.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need family. I don't, remember, we now have armed guards in our schools, and we're increasing that largely because our young people have no center. They have no basis for understanding the evil of harming or injuring. We have rampant Wall Street street lying taking place, where people misrepresent and they steal. These are the signs that the core ideas that all of the major faith traditions bring to bear on a society aren't being allowed to have that effect. Mm-hmm. In every corner, we ought to be welcoming faith back to the center of our society rather than trying to push it towards its edges.
Exactly. Well, in some cases, off the cliff, and we're paying a big price for it, are we not? More from the one and only Horace Cooper right here on Bill Martinez Live on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you.
Martinez.
Like us, fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. I am Bill Martinez. With us is Horace Cooper. Horace, of course, with the Project 21, and we're talking Blueprint for a Better Deal for Black America. A little bit of the background here. You know, the Great American Experiment continues, as we've been talking about. It's not like we've got it all figured out. And along the way, like any organism, you're going to make some hard lefts and hard rights, but smart people can also say, hey, look, it's a bad turn here, but sometimes because of the size of our government and our country, it takes a little bit longer than it should, but we have enough empirical evidence as it relates to faith, one of the four pillars of our society that Horace was speaking of. Black churches have long been the most important institutions in the black community, and reinvigorating them is critically important to further black progress, this according to the Black Leadership Network, Project 21. And Horace, the Project 21 group is urging policymakers to create tax credit scholarships that would allow individuals and businesses to earn tax credits for donations in support of church-sponsored daycare and K-12 educational programs, right?
Absolutely. And here's what we want. We want to see to it that the kinds of institutions with a good record of creating the citizens of the future have a greater influence on our young people.
Right.
And so instead of saying, send your children to this public facility, why don't we say, hey, private, faith-based institution, bring your values, your skills. You know, in the private sector, top dollar is a driver in the quality of what you get.
Mm-hmm.
But in the faith community, love, compassion, caring, and need are the top driver in the level of care and quality that you get. Which do you want for your child? Your child to grow up in a place where the dollar amounts, and remember, the dollar matters most. Remember,
mm-hmm.
We have an ongoing conversation in America about how much our teachers are paid. An ongoing conversation about how much we're spending on education. We don't have any conversation called how do we get the people who interact with our children to love them more, to care more, to try more.
Mm.
Bringing the institutions of faith to bear is a great way to do that. We also have a proposal to ban race based abortion.
Mm, yes.
When we talk about whether we love our fellow man or not, or whether we love ourselves, one of the things we need to look at is what message does it send when millions of us are slaughtered before we ever reach the age where we can cry out and breathe oxygen.
Exactly.
In the black community, we had an epidemic of this behavior. And when we talk about do black lives matter, apparently when they're unborn in the black community, we are signaling their lives simply do not matter. But this is true of white babies, brown babies, mm-hmm. all across the board.
Exactly.
We should never let these institutions, Planned Parenthood and the like, target children just because the race of those babies is somehow thought to be unpopular.
Right. Well, it's long been understood that Planned Parenthood would target the minority areas, and most of the Planned Parenthood centers are in the midst of black communities. So what does that tell you?
Well, it's a $1 billion enterprise, but they figured out we're not going to go where the money is. We're going to go where the ignorance is. We're going to go where people are unaware. We're going to insinuate ourselves in the midst of the most marginal communities. And it's the most evil thing. And you almost always Parenthood actually did say their goal was to target the marginal communities, the minority communities, those people that she thought weren't the smartest, weren't the most educated. Mm-hmm. This evil continues today, and it ought to be something that we say no to.
Well, it's amazing, Horace. I mean, we're pulling down statues and communities across this country because they've represented certain aspects of our culture that we've determined to be not beneficial. And, of course, this is judged by a small group of people. I believe the contrast is important, but that's a whole other discussion for another day. But relevant to Margaret Sanger, I mean, Hillary Clinton received a Margaret Sanger Award. There's been other politicians that have received a Margaret Sanger Award, but yet they want to go into black communities and represent other minority groups and say, hey, we're for you, and go, well, wait a minute, how does that square up, right?
They're killing the unborn for the convenience of the born is an evil that has been foisted on us by people who really understood what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
Even today, this evil continues because faith isn't central as much as it should be. You know, 66% of black children are actually raised in household with just one parent. We can't undo that. But what we can do is allow them to get the positive influence that a father or a father and a mother can provide. And the way you do that is you let the church, the synagogue, you let the institutions of faith influence the families where those children are being born in. Hopefully, that situation transforms itself. Mm-hmm. Even if the physical nature of no marriage occurs, there are positive role models that people of faith will exhibit and allow those children to learn to model what it would be like if they did actually have moms and dads.
You know, speaking of abortion, Horace, as you've been keeping an eye on, I'm sure, of, you know, the retirement of Justice Kennedy. And over the weekend, of course, all the pundits and the liberal left could not help themselves. I mean, the main issue and concern for them was if we get another conservative judge, does that put an end to Roe v. Wade?
Well, here's the thing. Right now, there are probably three justices, Mr. Alito, Mr. Gorsuch, Mr. Thomas, who recognize the evil of the Roe v. Wade decision.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen our Chief Justice join those three in arguing that various measures passed by states ought to be allowed to go forward. Mr. Kennedy had single-handedly thwarted that. Mm-hmm. His replacement will likely join Mr. Gorsuch and the others. Now it means, does the Chief Justice join them? That would be determinative, and we don't have the answer to that today.
Mm-hmm. But interestingly enough, as you say and suggest earlier, is the growing empirical evidence is so solid that America is, you know, their attitude towards abortion is starting to break through here, and you've got states, as you say, that are enacting, you know, some self-rule, and some have already supported that, you know, the whole issue of abortion needs to go back to the individual laboratories of the state to address, and certainly not be something dictated from on high, which is what the Supreme Court did in 73 with Roe v. Wade.
Well, we wouldn't have so many challenges on abortion if it were true, as the left has said, that everyone accepts that abortion on demand ought to be the law of the land. The truth is, most Americans don't, and the Supreme Court should never have taken this choice. Some states might have a very liberal view, and some states might have a completely restrictive view. That is what our founders intended. Allow that robust debate to go forward. The left doesn't want that, because they don't want that in any category.
Exactly. Well, Horace, we appreciate the insight as always. Senior fellow with the National Center for Public Policy Research, Horace Cooper on Bill Martinez Live.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
He had a very excellent election.
President Trump says he's had a phone call with the Mexican president-elect Andrés Manuel López Obrador. The president saying he expects their relationship will be a very good one. The president also speaking yesterday about the process of choosing a new Supreme Court nominee to succeed Justice Anthony Kennedy, who announced his retirement last week.
During the morning, I interviewed and met with four potential justices of our great Supreme Court.
Reports are two of them were men, two of them were women. The president saying he plans to meet with two or three more potential nominees before making a decision over the next few days. The White House says Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will sit down again with North Korea's Kim Jong-un, heading out on July 5th for those talks in North Korea. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Martinez live.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here. As always, great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Lou Euler is back with us, founder, president of the National Tax Limitation Committee, one of the nation's leading grassroots taxpayer lobbies. And I'll tell you, anytime we're talking about tax cuts and limiting the size of government, we're always excited to be talking about Lou, with Lou, because he's banging the drum for more tax cuts and a more efficient government. Lou, how you doing, buddy?
I am doing well. I spent a little time in Washington last week working on the campaign to protect and expand our tax reform, which is doing just great for our nation and our people.
Exactly. Now, this is giving us some cover right now because of some things that we need to do business-wise regarding trade, Lou. And I know people are real nervous about it and thinking the president may be leveraging out whatever gains we got from the tax cuts in order to level out the playing field with trade. But I tell people, do not grow weary. Don't get too excited here. This is all part of the negotiation process. And, you know, you got to imagine how many people in their lifetime negotiate deals of this magnitude.
Well, that's true. And remember, this is the architect of the art of the deal. And he does a lot of tweeting and other things. And, you know, he arranged the North Korean get together. He's a very adroit negotiator, or he would not have built the personal fortune that he's developed.
Right.
So I'm personally willing to give him a lot of running room to do these things because there's a lot of unfairness in our trade relations, and he understands that. And so let him do that while we work on things that are really important for America's future, for individuals, and
right.
that is their tax level and their the building of their own personal wealth.
Right. And as I was saying, I think it has to do with everybody staying in their own lane and doing what they do best and where their expertise is. This is Donald Trump's expertise. Let him work it out. You know, have a little bit of faith here. Look what he's already been able to do in the first 500 days. Promises that have been made, he's keeping. I know people would question some things. It's not like we're going to get 100% perfection. I'm not expecting 100% perfection, but I can tell you this. We're definitely getting a lot closer to perfection under a Donald Trump administration versus a Hillary Clinton administration.
Isn't that the truth? The Clinton administration would have been an extension of Obama. And when we had such low economic growth rates, and the only way that our nation that is upside down right now with national debt can change things and mm-hmm. get on the right track is through rapid economic growth, which is what our tax cut and tax reform has initiated and is just driving beautifully.
Right. And, of course, the trade, leveling out the trade, the fair trade issue, you know, then I think we'll go a long way and add impetus to what is already starting here. So, you know, things are looking up. The president's not silly. He's not going to blow everything up. I think people need to have a little bit of faith. Of course, those that hate Trump so much, it doesn't matter what he does. They're going to try to, you know, they're going to continue to look a gift horse in the mouth, so to speak, and try to upend any kind of momentum that this president has been able to do. But, boy, he's been doing a lot of great things on behalf of we the people. Lou, I wanted to talk to you about the impact of the Supreme Court's Janus decision and the impact that we'll have on teachers unions and everybody else. Tell us about that.
You bet. This is a long-awaited decision that will allow non-members, people who are workers but choose not to join a union, to not be forced to put up dues to the union, a member-type dues, mm-hmm. so they are freed up and can use those funds as they see fit. It'll reduce the power of some of these public employee unions, especially, mm-hmm. you mentioned the teachers,
right.
and allow us to restore order or allow us to, at the education level, to improve and increase the number of charter schools and alternatives that people who can't buy their way into private schools
right.
don't really enjoy. And this decision is momentous for the future of America.
Boy, you talk about overturning a 40-year-old precedent. This doesn't happen every day. This is a huge decision, is it not, Lou?
This is a long-awaited decision.
Mm-hmm.
When we lost our great conservative to death a couple of years ago, we were on the brink of a decision of this kind at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But because we lost him, it was a 4-4 decision and had to await Trump's appointment of this latest Supreme Court justice to get a 5-4 decision, and that's the way it has come down, and this is great for America's future.
Well, Neil Gorsuch continues to pay dividends to conservatives all across this country, so this is, you know, quite the victory to overturn this 40-year-old president, the Supreme Court's Janus decision, and certainly will impact teachers' unions, right?
Absolutely, and will give those who are really trying, Betsy DeVos and company,
mm-hmm.
who are really trying to improve the delivery of educational services for average American, this will improve that opportunity greatly.
In much the same way that President Trump has been able to make a difference in certain sectors of the country, particularly with Black America, when he told them, what have you got to lose? That's almost the same echo phrase that Betsy DeVos can use for, you know, these communities that have been underserved by the public school system.
It's exactly right. And mirroring the promising changes in Black unemployment, which is the lowest in the history of unemployment statistics, why, this is a great opportunity for the Black community to have improved schools, improved educational outcomes, no question.
Well, I'll tell you, for a long time, the focus was minimum wage. We might be in a position now to expect maximum wage. But maximum wage demands that you bring something of value to the marketplace. So therein lies the opportunity. You know, I was having this discussion with another businessman the other day, and according to a U.S. labor study, Lou, if you showed up for work every day, just showed up for work every day, on time, you were in the top 10% of the U.S. labor force. So it's not all that big a demanding deal, is it?
No. And what we're seeing now with the lowest unemployment in 20-25 years, and people coming back into the workforce. You know, there have been a lot of discussion lately about the reduced workforce and the increased age of our population and the burden this puts on the Social Security system, et cetera. All the things that are happening as a result of tax reform, bringing people back into the workforce, is helping to alleviate those problems as well. So we're on the right road.
Yeah, and the thing is, if you start developing a broader class of happier people, maybe we can do something about this incivility that's flying around. We don't need leaders out there giving us bad examples of how to be civil. People in Main Street America know how to respect one another, how to talk to somebody without using profanity and doing things that bring them down. They know how to elevate people, and I say go and be that change that you see in others. And don't be so critical. Let them fight themselves out. And meanwhile, you know, we've got a country to get back on track here. And the best way to do it is with, as you say, Lou, and I like your saying, we got to man our oars. We have a responsibility for each of our oars. Get them in the water. Let's keep rowing and let's move forward and come together, make America great again, and let's rise to even newer and better heights. Lou, we need an activated citizenry, and I appreciate all the hard work you're doing in these last few seconds that we have together. Tell everybody how they can connect with you.
Yes, come on board our limittaxes.org and get the latest on what's happening with tax reform, and get on board and man the tax reform oars as well.
You got it. Thanks, Lou. Take care.
Okay, you bet. Take care.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
This report is brought to you by Nature Valley. Summer is finally here, and it's time for families to trade in some screen time for green time. And there is no better time to get outdoors as a family and do some good, too. From now through the end of August, Nature Valley is kicking off its Summer of a Million Miles Challenge, which encourages families across the nation to get outdoors and collectively hike, walk, or run a million miles. And the best part is that it's easy to join. Simply download the Map My Hike app, go to the Challenge tab and join the Nature Valley Million Miles Challenge. Log your hikes to earn badges and rewards. Wherever your hikes take you this summer, be sure to pack Nature Valley granola bars to keep you fueled for the trail ahead, and share your snaps using hashtag NatureValleyHikeAMillion. For more details, visit naturevalley.com/hikeamillion. That's naturevalley.com/hikeamillion.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez live.
This is your time, your
back with the America, Bill Martinez. It's always great to have you along with us. And for more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. Dan Shelley joins us now. He's the executive director of the Radio Television Digital News Association, RTDNA, the world's largest professional organization devoted exclusively to broadcast and digital journalism. Dan, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thanks, Bill, for having me.
Hey, good to have you here to talk about this situation over the weekend. A lot of conversation about the shooting that took place there in Maryland. And I want you to offer your insight and what you've discovered. You went into this very carefully. Some people jumped to a quick conclusion about this. But your organization professionally said, wait a minute, we got to wait till we get the facts here. And of course, we're talking about the Annapolis, Maryland killing of five employees at the Capital Gazette newspaper.
Well, you're exactly right, Bill. I mean, I made the conscious decision very early on as I was watching the horror unfold on television that we need to wait and see what the motive of the gunman was. Of course, my initial fear, and it was a fear, was that somehow this guy had been motivated by the highly charged political vitriol that exists in our country today. Apparently, according to authorities and to the newspaper, that was not the case. This was a situation where a deranged man had a personal vendetta against that specific newspaper. And while that doesn't make it any better, it does give us all an opportunity to reflect on what would happen if someone were empowered by this highly charged political rhetoric. And how prepared are newsrooms to defend themselves when such horrible situations occur?
Exactly. Well, two issues there. Number one is not just the media, but all of us in the culture. What are we doing to contribute to this vitriolic environment that we find ourselves in right now? We've been warned on several occasions that we need to tamp it down and let's not get carried away. But yet there's some people that can't help themselves, and so you and I and others pray that God forbid that would be an additive or some sort of catalyst to something as horrific as what happened. But certainly this is a bit of a warning shot, is it not, if I might say, and no pun intended, Dan?
Well, that, as I said, that was my very first fear. The first thing that came to my mind was, oh, my God, now they're coming after journalists after all of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And of course, as you say, the information that's out there, go ahead.
No, we all need to tone it down as a society. Journalists are not the enemy of the American people. We are not our nation's greatest enemy, as some would have us believe. Journalists, in more often than not, particularly in the case of the Capital Gazette staff, the four journalists and the sales assistant who were tragically killed, they work in local communities around the country to serve the communities in which they live.
Yes.
They are the neighbors of the people they cover. They are the neighbors of the city officials they cover. They report and uncover truths, often inconvenient for elected officials, that expose problems and often serve as the catalyst for positive change. Your journalists in your community go to the same houses of worship. Mm-hmm. Their kids go to the same schools. They shop in the same markets. They get gas at the same gas stations. They're just citizens like everyone else who have decided that they want to play a part and make a contribution to society by seeking and reporting the truth.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Dan, like you, I look at this situation in any institution, whether it happens on a campus in our country. For many years, I mean, you and I heard the saying going postal. There were postmen and they were having problems and shooting up post offices and this sort of thing. But again, this is something to look at on a holistic basis to say, okay, what kind of work environment is involved here? Are there things that responsibly need to be done, not just in offices that are journalist offices, but I would say in businesses across this country? Are there environments that that welcome employees, that make it a safe place in such that if somebody has a grievance, then they're able to be heard out? Or does it have to end this way? I mean, this is just insane.
You make a very important point. The five people, the five employees of the Post-Gazette, the four journalists and the sales assistant who were murdered, they're no more victims than our school students who've been killed in mass shootings at schools. They're no more victims than concert goers or nightclub attendees or church congregants. They're just members of the community trying to do a job who have been attacked senselessly because of a personal vendetta. It's a sad state of affairs when less than 90 minutes after I first learned of the shooting, I tweeted out to all of our members and to all broadcast and digital journalists everywhere that they needed to immediately double down on enhancing the physical security of their newsrooms and their office building.
Right.
And that is a sad state of affairs because journalists are the folks who run toward danger. They run toward tense situations, just like first responders do. And at the same time, they have to be accessible to the public that they cover.
Exactly.
They have to be open to dealing with people. Mm-hmm. So my admonition to journalists has been, watch your backs, but don't back down.
Exactly.
Do your job, but be very careful in the process.
Well, Dan, that was the other point, and I'm glad you brought this up that I wanted to discuss with you, and that is that the truth is not cheap. you know, there is a price to be paid. And right now, it seems the ante has gone up in our culture for those that are searching for the truth. Because of the environment that we're in, it's rather contentious, and it's so ideologically focused that it will run in conflict with people. We've already seen this happening, and it looks like we're going to have more of the same. So your caution to all journalists and anybody that is pursuing the truth, no matter where it leads, you've got to be careful. And I appreciate what you're saying, is that, you know, be careful, but don't back down. I mean, because ultimately, you know, that's where freedom lies. Freedom lies in the truth, Dan.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. And I have to tell you that never in modern times has it been so dangerous to be a journalist in the United States of America than it is right now. At the same time, never has it been more important to be a journalist. Mm-hmm. Journalists have to make sure that they seek and report the truth. They have to quickly and prominently correct any errors they make, as all human beings make errors. They have to be held accountable to the public whom they serve. Journalists, even though it's there's much trepidation out there among journalists, particularly after the incidents in Annapolis, journalists have to double down on making sure that they obtain what famous Watergate journalist Carl Bernstein calls the best obtainable version of the truth.
Exactly.
You know, I'll quote another Washington Post current executive, the executive editor of the Washington Post, Marty Baron, who is often quoted as saying, "We're not at war, we are at work." Mm. And those are very important notions that journalists must keep in mind, and the public needs to remember, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think there's you know, things that need to be looked at in the era of fake news and the era in which we live in, this information age, where, we've looked at it, you know, just information as a commodity instead of something of quality that documents history, that affects change, and gives the people the information they need to know. So maybe it's a time for all of us to review and say, hey, am I being the best of myself? Am I offering the best of my journalistic skill set to the community? And conversely, I want to say to our president that he needs to be more responsible as well. If I might say this, Dan, I know your intent is not to make this political, but when we look at all the things, the vitriol that's out there, or even the pointing of fingers, if we make people look and feel like they're less than, or we present an image that they are the enemy instead of they're part of the solution to this great American experiment, and, you know, understanding that not any one of us has all the goods. We have parts of it. And when we work together, we can, like a mosaic, come together and it can be a beautiful thing. But we cannot negate, speech. We can't negate ideas. If we do so, we do it at a grand cost, do we not?
Oh, I absolutely agree. I could not agree more. And I think it's very important for people to understand the role that journalism plays in society. And journalism is not about gotcha. Journalism is not the same thing as the opinion media that too often is intermixed, particularly on cable networks, with the responsible journalism that's presented there. There's too much conflation between opinion media and journalism, in my view.
Right.
But journalism, they call it the fourth estate, as if it's the fourth branch of government. I know the origins of the term fourth estate don't mean that, but I'm calling it that. Journalism is the fourth estate, as if it is the check and balance on the other three branches of, or the three branches of our federal government.
Without a doubt. Well, Dan, we got to leave it right there. You said it well. I appreciate the opportunity. Look forward to having you back. The door is always open. You're always welcome here, Dan, for your insight. Appreciate it, okay?
Thank you so much. Happy to come back anytime.
Okay, Dan Shelley, Executive Director of the Radio and Television Digital News Association.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking heart and body extract from within a few days, I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of heart and body extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking heart and body extract.
Heart and body extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for heart and body extract.
Bacon.